We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, hello, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Monday, October 26th, the last week of October. We just started this month.
I know, and then we got a fall back this weekend. We're going to gain that hour, but we're going to lose an hour of sunlight. That's, I don't know.
Well, it is interesting, all the back and forth with the clock and moving daylight saving time, dates. Now there's a increasing voice that people just want the time set to set it and forget it.
I just think people don't want any more changes, Chris. We got to wear a mask now and social distance and wash our hands. One more thing, even though we do it every year, we're adding one more thing. This could be the straw that breaks the camel's back.
A survey done by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine found 63% of Americans do not want a time change. They want it fixed year-round. They actually point out also, too, that time changes increase the risk of a stroke, hospital admission, sleep loss, as well as stress and inflammation, which is not really good for your body.
But there is a good way to get through this one, though. Instead of, like, changing your clocks, change it just before you go to bed on Saturday night and then sleep in that extra hour and see how good you feel.
Yes, and then incorporate that into your sleep pattern.
Right. Exactly. And you're already caught up that hour right there. I like that.
So we found out that people in New Jersey have voted their own state as being the worst in the United States.
This is interesting because the Census Bureau statistics, they ask people, what's the worst state? And it's people in New Jersey said right here. That's the worst state.
Yeah, they used the census data as well as people living according to this data in 2014 who were living in each state. And what they came up with was a hatred index of all 50 states. And it found out that New Jersey was the most hated.
Well, who else is on the list, though?
Followed by Texas, California, Oklahoma, and Florida.
Florida, okay. All right. But the most loved state's got to be Hawaii, though.
Right? Not Hawaii. It is Idaho.
Can you even find it on a map, folks?
It's that little. It's one of the states that has a panhandle. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, exactly. It's got a chimney, actually.
Like a chimney, yeah. Yeah. Speaking of food, 2020 has shown shortages. Everything from toilet paper to hair dye to baking supplies, and now food manufacturers are bracing us all for additional food shortages as we head into the holidays.
Oh boy.
And it kind of makes sense when you hear about it, but it's something I definitely don't like hearing. Baking supplies have never really fully recovered.
Yeah, it's still hard to get yeast. We tried to get yeast the other day, and we had to go to a couple of stores.
Yeah, and now that we're entering the holiday baking season, it'll be even harder to find those baking supplies, so don't be surprised if you see items missing. Canned soups, also the same thing. Back in March and April, it caught the canned soup industry by surprise. They've been catching up ever since, and they say perhaps by January they'll be up to speed, but your favorite soup may be gone. I thought this was interesting. We had talked about the aluminum can shortage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Earlier this year, we were thinking, well, there was going to be a beer shortage.
Right. And it comes down to the aluminum that is just not available, and it's going to hit the soda industry the hardest, to the point where a lot of the big boys are going to be focusing their aluminum can production on their best sellers.
Ah, okay. And instead of some of the caffeine-free Diet Coke, you're going to just get regular Coke and Dr. Pepper.
Right. So if you have caffeine-free Diet Coke as your favorite, that is not more the poor popular. You might find it a little hard to find at least in a tin can or an aluminum can.
Yeah. Forget about Tab. We put that to bed last week too. Tab's gone.
Tab is gone. And then finally, the snack industry, Frito-Lay and Pepperidge Farm, stating that they're letting people know during Twitter recently that, hey, they're a little behind on production. Don't be shocked if you're missing, you know, your favorite all snack.
Right. All right, Pepperidge Farm people, just realize if I don't get Mint Milano's, there's going to be a problem.
All right. This was kind of interesting because, you know, you talk about palm readers. They look at your hand. They're supposed to to do the future. And we kind of blow that off as not being accurate. But come to find out, there's a lot of information in your palm. And in particular, this study uses your hand grip strength. Right. To indicate how healthy you are.
That's interesting.
So, you know, it's basically how hard your fingers and your hand can compress.
Right.
And what they found, here's an example, 20 to 30-year-old people. The average grip strength grip is 46 kilograms of force for men, 29 for women. Let's jump up to 60, so triple the age. That drops from 46 in a man to a 39, 29 in a woman to a 23 and a half.
What a 25% drop there. And they're relating this to certain health issues, too, aren't they?
Right, like heart failure, diabetes, all this stuff that deals with the muscles in your body. So that's kind of what they're saying here is that why it's so important to continue your exercise even younger and even older in life because, as you had mentioned, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah, you don't use it, you lose it. Maybe you could... while you're carving pumpkins, do a few pumpkin curls, Chris.
Perhaps. We did the pumpkin carving over the weekend, and I found this morning. I'm like, oh, I got to go back and do this. You know, when you cut the pumpkin, it's exposed, and it starts to dry out.
Right.
And that's when they get kind of soggy and look really, really sad. So this suggests using vegetable oil to kind of coat the exposed areas.
You just spray like the inside that you just cut and maybe up around the top and all the holes and stuff.
And all the holes and stuff. And that kind of acts as a moisture barrier that will keep the moisture inside.
Okay.
And they also talk about moisture being kind of the enemy as well, too much, like in a you know an area that doesn't get a lot of sunlight and a lot of humidity, it can cause some problems. So those little silica packs that you get, usually I find them in shoes.
Yeah.
If you open them up and kind of sprinkle them around on the bottom of your pumpkin, that should actually suck up some of the moisture there.
Nice. Now let's raise chickens in the backyard. What do you say?
Let's talk about chickens because of anything that went weird in 2020, this was the weird one. Because of the pandemic, there's been more interest in people raising their own chickens. And you may recall, I think it was a year or two ago, both the city of Gainesville and Ocala allow chickens to roost in backyards.
Yeah. Backyard chickens, I think you can have 6 or 8 chickens, something like that.
Yeah, you can have enough that you'll get noticed throughout the neighborhood. But it's not as simple as you would think about just putting a coop up and here's all these eggs that are going to come out. First off, I had no idea, Storm, that there are over 500 breeds of chickens.
Yeah, and some of them are just decorative. They look really cool, but you want to get what kinds of speckled Sussex and a Rhode Island Red, which I believe Foghorn Leghorn of cartoon fame was a Rhode Island Red.
I say, son,
that's a joke, son.
Yeah, son, I think you're right, son. but they're actually, those chickens are actually bred to thrive on small farms, and that would kind of translate into your backyard, so probably good there. They say the average lifespan of a domestic chicken, now get ready for this, is 8 to 10 years.
And they don't lay 8 to 10 years. They'll lay maybe 4 or 5 years. Then you're going to spend 4 years just chasing a chicken around and feeding it.
Yes. So kind of keep that in mind. About 18 to 20 weeks is when they start, the hens are able to produce eggs. But all those eggs don't all come out week after week.
No.
Sometimes you have some good years and you have some lean years, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know from the farmer's market, they don't always have eggs because sometimes the girls just don't lay.
That's right.
That's something.
We also found that chickens need friends, so you need at least 2, possibly 3 chickens so that they don't feel lonely. You imagine if they feel lonely, they probably won't be laying eggs.
Are you lonesome tonight?
And make sure you have enough room for them. And then finally, realize that chickens are carriers of the bacteria Salmonella.
Yeah, so don't be cuddling and kissing your chicken if you can help it, all right?
But the good news is that since we're all used to washing our hands so frequently now, that's kind of the best way to keep your chicken coop clean, sweep up all the droppings, and wash your hands every time you deal with chickens, including the eggs. Therefore, you should be able to be okay.
Remember, it was Chris Malone that told you to keep your chicken coop clean, folks. Nobody...
So that's what you're calling it these days, huh? So Monday, October 26th, that's our show today. Thanks for listening. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Remember, friends, the sun is always shining. We'll see you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.